And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 16th of December, 2011. It's the birthday of Jane Austen, born 1775 in Hampshire, England, seventh of eight children. Father was a clergyman. He encouraged her aspirations when it became apparent that probably she would not marry. He saw to it she had a writing desk, plenty of ink and paper. Her father died suddenly, and the family needed money when Sense and Sensibility came out in 1811. Jane Austen widely read in her lifetime, but she published all her books simply as a lady rather than using her own name. Her health began to decline. 5 years later, she died at 41, possibly of Addison's disease or lymphoma, or, someone recently suggested, arsenic poisoning. Virginia Woolf called her the most perfect artist among women, and Mark Twain said, "Every time I read Pride and Prejudice, I want to dig her up and beat her over the skull with her own shin bone." 200 years ago today, 1811, two enormous earthquakes struck the Louisiana Territory near the borders of Illinois, Indiana, Missouri, Mississippi, Arkansas, Kentucky, and Tennessee. The most severe quakes ever to hit the eastern United States, about 8.0 on the Richter scale. Eyewitnesses said that the Mississippi River appeared to reverse course. The soil liquefied, plumes of sulfurous gas shot up from the ground. The midnight quakes rang church bells in Boston, toppled chimneys in Maine. And some seismologists believe that the region is overdue for another big quake in a zone where there are 15 nuclear power plants. It's the birthday of Noel Coward, 1899, near London, author of more than 50 plays and two volumes of memoirs, Present Indicative and Future Indefinite. He began a third memoir, Past Conditional, unfinished when he died in 1973. One of his most successful plays, Blithe Spirit, written 1941, comedy about an author haunted by the ghost of his dead first wife. And it's the birthday of the science fiction author Arthur Clarke, born Minehead, Somerset, England, 1917, best known for 2001, A Space Odyssey. He also was an inventor. He developed an early warning radar system during World War II. On his 90th birthday, a few months before he died, Arthur Clarke said, "I have great faith in optimism as a guiding principle, if only because it offers us the opportunity of creating a self-fulfilling prophecy. I hope we've learned something from the most barbaric century in history, the 20th. I would like to see us overcome our tribal divisions and begin to think and act as if we were one family." Here's a poem for today by Jason Schindler, The Good Son. If God had come to me and said, "If you are willing to forget yourself, you will find the cure for heart attacks and compose the greatest symphonies," I wouldn't have been sure of my answer, because there wouldn't have been enough attention to my suffering. And that's unforgivable. But I keep on forgiving myself with God's love. And it's strange I should say this, because my mother died of a heart attack after months in a hospital room full of a silence that lodged itself like a stone in her throat. And she thought I was wonderful and would do anything for her. The Good Son by Jason Schindler, from his collection Stupid Hope, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.